Exercise 2. Generally, we expect children to explore fantasy as a regular part of their normal development. In their play, kids often imitate people who are entirely different from them. They dress up in costumes and act out a range of dramas depicting imaginary scenarios. This doesn't seem strange to us. It is a logical way for children to learn. That is, to try out different aspects of their personalities and see which ones serve them best. By the time we reach adulthood, this idea of exploring our alternative selves is frequently discouraged. It is expected that we should already know who we are. However, even as adults, exploring our alternative selves in a thoughtful, measured way can be useful. It helps us to try on different aspects of ourselves, to play out different scenarios without risking a full-scale upheaval. You don't have to completely shift your personality in order to explore some of the more hidden parts of yourself.